Chapter 7, Section 12. The State of Grace. The Holy Spirit will always guide you truly, because your joy is His. This is His will for everyone, because He speaks for the kingdom of God, which is joy. Following Him is therefore the easiest thing in the world, and the only thing that is easy, because it is not of the world and is therefore natural. The world goes against your nature, being out of accord with God's laws. The world perceives orders of difficulty in everything. This is because the ego perceives nothing as wholly desirable. By demonstrating to yourselves that there is no order of difficulty in miracles, you will convince yourselves that in your natural state there is no difficulty, because it is a state of grace. Grace is the natural state of every son of God. When he is not in a state of grace, he is out of his natural environment and does not function well. Everything he does becomes a strain, because he was not created for the environment that he has made. He therefore cannot adapt to it, nor can he adapt it to him. There is no point in trying. A son of God is happy only when he knows he is with God. That is the only environment in which he will not experience strain, because that is where he belongs. It is also the only environment that is worthy of him, because his own worth is beyond anything he can make. Consider the kingdom you have made and judge its worth fairly. Is it worthy to be a home for a child of God? Does it protect his peace and shine love upon him? Does it keep his heart untouched by fear and allow him to give always without any sense of loss? Does it teach him that this giving is his joy, and that God himself thanks him for his giving? That is the only environment in which you can be happy. You cannot make it any more than you can make yourselves. It has been created for you, as you were created for it. God watches over his children and denies them nothing. Yet when they deny him, they do not know this, because they deny themselves everything. You who could give the love of God to everything you see and touch and remember are literally denying heaven to yourselves. I call upon you again to remember that I have chosen you to teach the kingdom to the kingdom. There are no exceptions to this lesson, because the lack of exceptions is the lesson. Every son who returns to the kingdom with this lesson in his heart has healed the sonship and given thanks to God. Everyone who learns this lesson has become the perfect teacher, because he has learned it of the Holy Spirit, who wants to teach him everything he knows. When a mind has only light, it knows only light. Its own radiance shines all around it and extends out into the darkness of other minds, transforming them into majesty. The majesty of God is there for you to recognize and appreciate and know. Perceiving the majesty of God as your brother is to accept your own inheritance. God gives only equally. If you recognize his gift in anyone else, you have acknowledged what he has given you. nothing is as easy to perceive as truth. This is the perception which is immediate, clear, and natural. You have trained yourselves not to see it, and this has been very difficult for you. Out of your natural environment, you may well ask, what is truth? Since truth is the environment by which and for which you were created. You do not know yourselves because you do not know your Creator. You do not know your creations because you do not know your brothers who created them with you. We said before that only the whole sonship is worthy to be co-creator with God because only the whole sonship can create like Him. Whenever you heal a brother by recognizing his worth, you are acknowledging his power to create and yours. He cannot have lost what you recognize, and you must have the glory you see in him. He is a co-creator with God with you. Deny his creative power, and you are denying yours and that of God who created you. You cannot deny part of truth. You do not know your creations because you do not know their creator. You do not know yourselves because you do not know yours. Your creations cannot establish your reality any more than you can establish God's. But you can know both. Being is known by sharing. Because God shared His being with you, you can know Him. But you must also know all He created to know what they have shared. Without your Father, you will not know your fatherhood. The kingdom of God includes all His sons and their children, who are like the sons as they are like the Father. Know then the sons of God, and you will know all creation.